let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Life is not simple. It changes constantly. Managing everything going on in our life and doing that well, it takes a lot of attention, energy, and organizing ability. Trouble is, we aren't trained to do this. But now, the very readable, practical book, Creating Now, Your Guide to Creative Thinking, Insightful Living, and Comprehensive Success by Dr. Adrienne Harrison, shows us how, giving us the expertise needed to design and create the exact life you want. Dr. Harrison is a specialist chest physician in Auckland who trained in Adelaide, Sydney, and Irvine, California. As a personal transformation author, life coach, and certified high-performance coach, he loves helping clients find insights and practical solutions. Author of the life-changing book, Creating Now, Your Guide to Creative Thinking, Insightful Living, and Comprehensive Success, Dr. Adrienne Harrison, joining us from Auckland, New Zealand, on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, thank you so much. That's a wonderful introduction. Says a whole lot about me and my book, and it's lovely to be here with you. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. I wish we had 3 or 4 hours to go through everything, but we'll condense this here as quickly as we can. You know, it's interesting, the combination of two different careers, a medical specialist, a successful coach for busy professionals, seems unusual on the surface. How did this all come about for you?
Well, it all started many years ago when I had a disastrous marriage breakup. It really was the most difficult time of my life. I didn't see it coming. It was horrible. But that was when two medical colleagues introduced me to the world of personal development. And I did the course that they recommended. And it was like someone switched the lights on. It got me off living on autopilot and into living purposefully. And that's when personal development became my passion, and it still is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do it so well. You were talking about you studied this.
Yes, it's been my passion. All my spare time when I'm not doing medicine, I've been reading personal development. I'm doing lots of courses. And, I've just learned a lot over the years. I've had some amazing experiences. So 13 years ago, I moved from full-time to part-time medicine. That gave me the time to train as a coach and to start writing my book, which, as you know, I've self-published. So I've been a success coach for about 12 years, and I love it. And, you know, I also love working as a medical specialist.
Well, it's interesting. Is there any overlap between the two, the medical and coaching careers, or are they completely separate?
Well, there's a lot of overlap, Rick, because people bring their personality and their issues to both the medical and to the coaching situations. So I see all my clients as people, and they're people who not only have problems they want sorted out, but they're also special individuals who've probably got as much to contribute to me as I have to them. So whichever hat I'm wearing, my aim is to look for the best in people, and especially I want to have them be empowered as they move forward. But I have to say that actually, coaching and medicine don't always mix. And there is something that coaches have to know, and that is that unrequested coaching is rarely appreciated. In fact, it really upsets people. So I have to be cautious about offering coaching advice to my medical clients. You know, I do it, but I ease into it very gently.
Interesting. With us on the program is Dr. Adrienne Harrison. He's the author of the book, Creating Now, Your Guide to Creative Thinking, Insightful Living, and Comprehensive Success, book available at pageturner.us in the bookstore. Other places I'll mention here in a second, and the doctor's website, which is spindoctor.com. All of that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book, Creating Now, what would you say is the main theme or message that you were trying to deliver to readers in the book?
Well, the whole book is designed to give people insight into how they can increase their effectiveness as the manager of their life. And that was what I failed to do in the years leading up to my divorce. I didn't manage my life. So the main message of the book is that if you're prepared to take on managing your life actively and do this regularly, putting time in every week to just managing your life, the most amazing changes and, in fact, transformation are quite possible.
You know, what's amazing as you're reading this, it's virtually for anybody of any age. You don't think, okay, I'm in my 50s and 60s, I can't do this. You prove that, yes, you can change your life. The book is very relatable, so well written that you'll be able to follow, and it will change your life. The book starts out by talking about the human mind and the creative potential. Explain that a little bit, because you really approach this from a way where you tap into our creativity in a very positive way.
Yeah, well, when we're talking about the mind, we're really referring to human consciousness, which has got, as you know, Rick, two components. There's the self-conscious mind and the subconscious part of the mind. And the two are really important. I just want to spend a second on that. The self-conscious mind gives us the ability to focus on specific things, to analyze, discriminate, and choose. The subconscious mind has got a completely different function, and it's like a gold mine of software programs. And that's how it's able to manage all our bodily functions. It houses all our habits, our memories, things like our identity and our beliefs. And the important thing is that the subconscious part of our mind is our autopilot. And I think to be the conscious creator of your life and which is what my book's all about, it involves switching on your conscious mind more so that you're more aware of your thoughts and your feeling reactions, and you actually manage them in real time. There's more to it than that, but that I think is the essence. That's the practical essence of being a conscious creator of your life and making life move ahead.
And this is not something you read and fascinated by it. This is what you did in your life. And it certainly sounds like this approach that you're sharing with us now, this really turned your life around, didn't it?
Oh, totally. I mean, my life before and after this sort of transformation is just chalk and cheese. It's like somebody else's life before, and the life I'm living now is my real life. Yeah.
It's interesting. Dr. Adrian Harrison, our guest on the program. The book is Creating Now. The book is available at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. And if you're traveling and don't remember all of that, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to all of the sites that I just mentioned, as well as Dr. Harrison's website, spindoctor.com. I mentioned the book is very relatable. It's very easy to read. It's very easy to implement. You're the one who wrote the book. Talk about how you would suggest listeners use this information. What's the best way to use that? Is this like a day-to-day approach? Is that the best way to begin this?
Starts with managing your mind, and that isn't hard. It just requires a bit of discipline to stay alert and on the lookout for signs that you're on autopilot, because our autopilot takes over without any sign. And when it takes over, I'll give you an example. I know when I get tired, either physically or mentally stressed, then autopilot Adrian is likely to appear. And yes. He can be grumpy, he can be irritable, occasionally he swears, and he tends to drive too fast. So Rick, at those sort of danger times, being tired or stressed, I focus on being my best self. And I have a particular practice that I use that I do it almost automatically now. And it's using what I call my three key words. My own personal three key words are purposeful, connected, and happy. So if I'm running late with my medical clients or running late when I'm driving, I put my attention on those three key words, and they reconnect me with my best self so that I'm able to give best service, whether I'm with my clients or driving. I want to drive at my best, and that just gets me back doing that. So those three key words really help me to be present and focused. And this one extra thing that they do, they actually open my heart. Because I'm, as a doctor, a lot of professionals, we're very analytical in our thinking, and to such an extent that it actually switches off the heart. And opening one's heart is one of the most important things, and that's what my three key words really do for me. And I think that's something that your listeners can do very easily. Just just focus on something that's really meaningful to them, like purposeful, connected, and happy, and just focus on that.
Well, it's something that we all can do, and we all go through those periods. We may leave the house in the morning thinking, this is going to be a great day. I'm in a great mood. You've got a problem driving in. You've got, do you hear something on the radio that upsets you? It can change very dramatically, but with those three words, that sort of grounds you again, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's the whole point. Yeah.
The book
brings you back. Of yourself.
Well, yes, and you're focused and creating now your guide to creative thinking, insightful living, and comprehensive success by our guest on the program, Dr. Adrian Harrison. Why don't you give us a few tips maybe that a listener can take away that will help us really get the most from our mind? It's a terrible thing to waste, isn't it? And you know, it's there, let's use it. What are some of the tips that we can get the most value out of our mind?
Well, I'd say the number one priority is to be happy, and don't just wait for happiness. Don't rely on external circumstance to make you feel happy. Generate it, because happiness and gratitude, they're the gateway to an abundant and creative life. So give priority to being a happy person. I think another tip would be to be discriminating, but not judgmental. And that allows you to accept yourself as you are and to accept others as they are. And that doesn't mean you have to agree with or like other people. Just know that how that other person is how that's who they are, period. Judgments always limit things, and that's to our detriment. I think a key tip that I give people is to keep noticing where your attention is placed, because there's a saying that says, what you focus on expands. So if you're focused on being happy or what's wrong, man, that's what's going to expand. So focus on what you want to expand and put your attention there. I'll give you one more, and that is something I've found, that you have to create a habit of keeping the big picture in mind. It's very easy to get bogged down in the details of stuff that's happening at the moment, but keep the big picture in mind, and that way you keep perspective, and you can keep a happy perspective that way.
Dr. Adrian Harrison, our guest from Auckland, New Zealand, on the program This Week in America. The book is Creating Now. It's available at pageturner.us in the bookstore, other places I'll mention shortly, at the doctor's website, spindoctor.com. We talked about being able to use our mind in a better, more organized way. What about managing life? Can you give us sort of a tip on a system so we're able to manage life rather than having sort of life take us in whatever direction that we seem to be going in?
Rick, that's a really important point, that you need a system. You know, big corporations, they have systems, they're all mapped out, it's all very organized, but people tend not to have systems, a system for managing their life. So it's really important to do that, because our lives are complex. They're really busy. You need a system. So within the system that I recommend, I say that it's really important to manage your life, not in your head, but with documents. And I can say a bit more about documents. The first step is to actually create a list of the various areas of your life. I call them domains of life. And when you have that list, and I have about nine particular items or domains of my life, and when I use that list to look at each area, then I go to document the things like what's most important to me, what are the things that I want. I look at my problems in each of those areas of life and my fears. I look at my habits, and I also create a vision of the future of each area of life. So that, you know, you tease your life apart, but in fact that enables you to have so much more connection with each part and actually make it a much more wonderful whole. I think the fourth part of the system is to keep choosing the next actions to take in each area of life. And then you've got to manage that. So to manage that, I have two lists. I have a weekly task list in which I list what needs to be done each day of this coming week.
Yes.
And also have an unscheduled task list where I have tasks listed that I know have got to be done sometime. I'm not exactly sure when, but I'm kind of organized so that when I get a break and I've got an extra bit of time, I can just look at my unscheduled list and look at the next important point there. And then the last part of my system is to set time aside every week. So I have an assessment and planning session that's between 1 and 2 hours. And I look at each area of life and I see whether I'm attending to all those things that I mentioned, what's important to me, my problems, fears, my vision of the future. So, Rick, I do talk about that in my book, Creating Now. And it's also a system which I've perhaps honed a little bit more into my Life Mastery Blueprint course. And that's a course, an online video course people are going to be able to do online by themselves. That's going to be on my new website, which is, I tell you, it's professionalsbestlife.com.
Perfect. And we'll have that up on our website as well. The book Creating Now, Dr. Adrienne Harrison, our guest. For some people, once you start talking about writing, having documents, it's like, okay, this is sounding like a lot of work here. Is that a practical, manageable system? You've used it. How does it work?
Look, I think everybody's different. And it's up to individuals to decide on the level of complexity or simplicity that suits them. And when you start off, I think you could just have to start off simply and gradually build it up. So it can be as simple or as complex as you want to make it. But you need a system. You've got to make it practical for you. And I've given in my book and in my course a fairly complex system, which it's not complex, it's comprehensive.
Right.
But people take the best bits out and use what works for them.
And I would assume once you do this and you start seeing results, this has to be a very rewarding for you when you went through this, rewarding when you see others that read your book, that are patients that have come to your courses, that suddenly their lives are changing in a positive way. Time is going by way too quickly in the program. Let's talk about maybe if you've got a few tips for our minds that you can give us, 5 tips for managing our lives. You've done that successfully. What are some basics that we could all take away after listening to our conversation today?
So tips for managing life, pretty well what I just said, and I'll just go through them just briefly. Don't manage your life in your head. Use documents and use them regularly.
Yes.
Next, set time aside every week for this assessment and planning, and know exactly what you are managing and what you're not managing. If you've got these lists, you can actually start to see what you're doing and what you're not doing, and that's really important. Another one is to create a vision of all the parts of your life as you want them to be. And then you make those things your goals. Now, goals are wonderful. They move life forward. And to make your goals work, you've got to grab them every day. Keep working on your goal, even a little bit, every day. That's the way to stay connected with them and bring them to success. And the last tip I'd give people is this for managing your life. Aim at continuous improvement. Be aware of your comfort zone. And keep challenging yourself to go beyond it.
That's interesting because I sense that although you've been doing this successfully for a number of years, you're still growing. Is that true? Do you still find out different things about yourself and feel you can make yourself even better?
Absolutely. You know, there's no end to this.
Yes.
There's just no end to what can be achieved. There's no end to how we can grow as people, how we contribute as people. It's wonderful, and that's what excites me about this process.
Well, let's talk, a couple minutes left here. Let's talk about your vision. Where do you go with everything? Are you going to continue both of your careers? You're a medical specialist, successful coach for busy professionals. You mentioned the new course that you're working on, writing more books. Where do you see yourself going?
Well, I'm planning to retire from medicine possibly as early as the end of this year to give myself more time for expanding my life, not only in as far as my coaching career goes, but in terms of my own fitness, enjoying the outdoors. But I really do want to inspire others to be conscious and systematic creators of fabulous lives. So really, I'd say my goal going forward is to be an internationally recognized success coach, a celebrity. I see myself traveling, presenting to big audiences, and I'm planning on a long and active life, a life of contribution and success. Rick, that's what I love.
Well, you'll touch a lot of people, and you're on your way to that. Creating Now, Your Guide to Creative Thinking, Insightful Living, and Comprehensive Success by Dr. Adrian Harrison is the book. SpinDoctor.com is his website. PageTurner.us/bookstore is where you can find the book. It's available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble publishers, or Page Turner's bookstore, as I mentioned. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a whole lot more. A minute or so left in the program, and I'm fascinated by some of the chapters in the book that you write about. One in particular, being present brings opportunities. And I love that because I've really tried to focus on being present. We all go so quickly through our lives. We miss things all around us. Talk about being present. And when did you realize, and maybe you were one of those, that you were going through life and you were missing out on a lot of things?
Absolutely. I wasn't present. I was, my attention was always on work and what needed to be done.
Yes.
Even when I wasn't at work, when I was with my family, I was focused on what was needing to be done. I wasn't really present. And when you're present, you feel so much more, and life is such a much richer experience. And that's just so important.
You mentioned in your future you'd like to get out, enjoy nature, work out a little bit. When you find you do things like that, which I'll put in that being present category, you're outdoors and you see things.
Yeah.
Does it change your whole attitude? Does it make you a better person because suddenly you're realizing this is a pretty great experience we're on here?
Well, it does. I mean, the richer life is, the more you appreciate it. But nature is so important to us. It's impartial. It's inspiring. It's got everything. It can be ugly. It can be beautiful. But it offers us so much. And I think the important thing is we are connected with it. We are part of. We have a human nature, and this is just another aspect of life, and yes. We are part of a much bigger life, and to me, being out in nature is growing my connection with the whole of life.
Dr. Adrian Harrison, our guest on the program. The book is Creating Now, Your Guide to Creative Thinking, Insightful Living, and Comprehensive Success. You'll find it at pageturner.us in the bookstore. Other places, spindoctor.com. That is the website for Dr. Harrison. I mentioned Page Turner. I know you've worked with them in getting this book out internationally. What has that experience been like writing the book and working with Page Turner in introducing it to the world?
Page Turner have been really great. I didn't know them, but I've got to know them. All the people I've dealt with have been very professional and very helpful indeed. It's been a great experience. I've had no issues, and I can just tell that they're on my side, and they want my success because that's going to be their success.
As well. And pageturner.us in the bookstore, one of the places you can find Dr. Harrison's book. The book, Creating Now, Your Guide to Creative Thinking, Insightful Living, and Comprehensive Success. Dr. Harrison, a pleasure. Best of luck with everything. We will stay in touch. Thank you for being with us on the program. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
It's been wonderful being with you, and thank you very much for the opportunity, Rick. Take care. Thank you again.
Bye-bye. I appreciate your time and loved having you on the program, Dr. Adrian Harrison. The book is Creating Now. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.